In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk news updates. There's going to be a very, very heavy dose today, but I feel like it's like a Costco sampler dose, right? With all the different things we're talking about, we're going to briefly talk about eight. We're like going everywhere. ATs, we're going to talk about even Singles Inferno, because that's related to K-pop. Mm-hmm. Singles Inferno 4 came out. Of course, we're watching it. A bunch of like other music videos, like, you know, watch Rise, EB1, N-Team, Le Sserafim, G-Friend, IVE. Have some little quick like G-Idol news. We'll talk about Twice, New Jeans, of course. I have a good amount of stuff to talk about for Baby Monster, Le Sserafim too, because of something interesting with Sakura. And of course, we're going to talk some BTS with Tae and some J-Hope. Mm-hmm. and with a dose of Stray Kids from Haley with
Changbin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so strap up, get ready. Hope you have your popcorn and everything ready and set to go for this episode. It'll be really packed with a lot of random K-pop stuff for all of us fellow multi-stands to enjoy. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. Hit that notification bell. Don't forget to give us like a rating, or, you know, all that helps us and helps fellow K-pop stands out in the world, in the wild, that so they could get this on their feed and their algo, and so they could have K-pop people to talk with, because you can talk with us and chat with us on where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And plenty of you do, and Haley herself replies most of the time. And so let's get started. Jenny, happy birthday. It's her birthday literally the day that we're recording this. So it's officially Jenny Day. She's been posting a lot also like through her company Auditelier, Auditelier or whatever. And of course they did a birthday post for her, but the interesting part was her own post where like she was kind of like working in a studio. She had like a few, if you swipe through her IG stuff, she had a few pictures in the studio, and she was saying also coming soon, like on her IG. So super excited. A lot of the music studios look familiar. Like a lot of them look like they're here, like in LA or around the basically the US. Of course, right? It seems like they recorded a lot here, like individually. And one of them was pretty interesting, Haley, because one of them looked like the studio that Jungkook was at for his, that
when he was recording his solo album.
Yeah, for that film Golden. We saw. That was, which was also a super awesome film. If you haven't checked it out, check it out on Disney Plus. Highly recommended, even if you're not ARMY. It's just very interesting.
Yes.
Seeing, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff, everything going on.
And it's Jungkook. How can you not love him?
How can you not like the man? Yeah. So that was really interesting. So, yeah, one of the studios, briefly, like, in the picture, I was like, I think one of them might have been, like, where Jungkook recorded.
Probably.
Because, you know, he recorded at multiple, you know, producers also.
Yeah.
So, unless I'm going crazy, I might be going a little crazy. We'll see. Let's see. We also, fellow 18-y, European 18-y specifically, you guys will be getting to see ATEEZ very soon, because ATEEZ is opening up their Europe tour this month, January 18th in France.
That's soon.
And I forgot where they're going after. I don't remember if it's like Italy or Denmark, but they're going
on a real Euro trip.
Yeah, a real Euro trip. It's really cool because they had a little fun promotion with Hello 82.
Yeah.
They did a little video. It was like, this is really short. It was like a title song, title track medley.
Yeah.
Of them singing in all the different European languages, like the main ones.
Yeah.
So like they had Danish, they had French, German, Italian, Spanish, Dutch, and English.
I was like, impressed. And I was telling Joko, I was like, they have to have, like, had a little bit of practice beforehand. Because some of these languages, like, you need different, like, pronunciation and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just read it as it is English.
Because I think if they're trained to read in English, which they are, they know how to read English, like, you can enunciate and pronunciate, like, everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but French I tried it.
I had to bite my own tongue because that was pretty difficult. They definitely had someone helping them or training them, like, a little bit. Maybe they reviewed
with the pronunciation.
Very, like, you know, could have been, like, really short, but they did go over it. There's no way, because some of them was pretty funny and impressive, though.
Right, I was like, damn, okay.
It was funny because, like, you know, like, the ice on my teeth and, like, they did, like, work. And it's just, like, randomly the lines will switch languages. It's not like they do a whole verse
Korean,
in one
English.
Language. It's like, yeah, it's like Italy, Italian, I mean, and then to Danish,
yeah,
then to English, then Korean, because they have sprinkle of Korean every now and then. So it's just like weird. It's like line after, maybe a couple lines, then it changes up. It was really fun to watch.
It's
and
funny.
Super interesting.
It's like chaotic.
Even San is like, wow, we did better than I thought or something.
Yeah, some of the, like, they sang it really well, honestly.
So that was super interesting and fun to watch. So check that out if you haven't. Let's start with our comebacks, because, you know, we talk about comebacks and music videos that we have watched, and also, like, current stuff coming out, like we've talked about, you know, the concerts. So that was, like, the most recent thing. Don't worry, because we will definitely get the singles Inferno. And let's see, let's start. It's not that much comebacks, to be honest. January 17th, by the time this episode comes out, because it hasn't even dropped yet, so that's why we had to put it on, like, the comeback list, because it hasn't actually watched. We haven't watched the video because it's not out. Baby Monster, Really Like You. So that music video is supposed to drop January 17. So that's basically here in America, January 16, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So tomorrow.
Yeah, basically tomorrow for us. And then January 20, we not only have a comeback, but actually a debut.
Yes.
By JYP's newest boy group called Kickflip. We've touched on it really briefly, I think, last episode. And what's the album called?
Yeah, so they're debuting with their first album. I think it's a mini album. I think there's only six tracks.
That's like more than double of most mini albums when they
Flip
people debut.
It, Kick It.
So there you go. Mm-hmm. Flip It, Kick It. Anything you want to say about it?
I feel like there's two songs in there that I really like already, because they put out a highlight medley of the songs
of
that
course.
They'll be releasing. And yeah, I think I forgot the name of it, to be honest. But then it's a more upbeat song. And I think it's like the last track on the album.
I know what you mean, because, like, I feel like the last one I can remember that, like, to my, like, recent memory before a debut was, like, Islet. When they had their medley.
Yeah.
And it was, like, interesting. Because you're like, oh, that actually sounds good. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that kind of vibe.
Yeah, all of Islet's song. I was like, damn, okay, this is my vibe. Kickflip. There's only, like, two songs on there that... But I'll have to listen to the whole song
One
first.
Of them sounded like, you know, like a Japanese, like, anime
yeah,
song.
Yeah, that was the last one. Yeah.
Sounding kind of thing. So, yeah, that's what was going on with that. And, let's briefly talk about, hopefully it'll be brief, we don't know. Let's talk about some interesting stuff in the world of anime, and also, I should say, Korean reality / trash.
Trash TV.
Trash TV, starting with the anime. So there's, obviously, if you're a fellow weeb like us, there are, like, you know, it's split into anime seasons. Like, there's four different seasons in the year, so four different anime seasons. So this anime season, there are two new anime series. Both of them are slice of life genres. Mm-hmm. So
romance.
Yeah, so like rom-com. One's like a reverse harem, so if you want to check that out. But it's interesting enough because one of the shows, the opening song and I think the ending song.
Yes.
Is performed by AND Team.
Yes. It was interesting because, like, when we heard it, I was like, this has to be, like, a K-pop group, right? Because, like, the sound of it is just, there's, like, multiple people singing.
It was so obvious. Like, it sounded like it.
And
like
this is for the anime Honey Lemon Soda. And yeah, N-Team does the opening and ending.
So that was pretty good. Mm-hmm. And N-Team, if you should know by now, if you don't, they are like basically the brother Japanese like
counterpart of N-Hypen.
And we'll
they're
talk
the,
about
they're
them
the
soon.
Werewolves. And then N-Hypen is the vampires.
And we will talk about them because mm-hmm. they also released their own comeback recently too. And again, that's N-Team, and yeah, they're Japanese.
Yeah,
right? All the members
yeah,
are Japanese.
They're all Japanese,
but they're like K-pop. But the song was also in Japanese, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
And then the other group is I&I, who did the opening song for "Anyway I'm Falling for You,"
ooh.
Falling in love with you, something like that.
One of Haley's newest guilty pleasures, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, because that's the one that's a reverse harem. So one girl and four boys.
Yes, Haley has enjoyed it a lot. Yeah, I&I did the opening because when we heard it too, we're like, why does it sound like another K-pop song?
And it was. And I mean, it's not K-pop,
well,
but
yeah.
J-pop.
I mean, I&I is full Japanese. We got to see them too at K-Con mm-hmm. a couple times. One of our friends also loves I&I.
Yes.
So it was really cool to hear them on like another series. And I honestly like the series a lot too. I'm looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. The song sounds freaking awesome. Mm-hmm. As you can imagine, like all these artists, like I remember like, who else? I mean, we've
recently
was Felix
with Solo Leveling.
Yeah, with Lisa and Felix. Mm-hmm. And then even before that, Solo Leveling Season 1. And we talked about Felix and Lisa already.
Right.
I think a week or two ago. Check out that episode if you haven't. And we've also talked about Solo Leveling Season 1 whenever the hell that came out.
Yeah,
because TXT
yeah.
was the one mm-hmm. that sang the opening. So it's been a while, but there is so much amazing stuff in the world of K-pop mixed with anime.
Yes.
Not to mention Stray Kids themselves, like over half the members are total weebs.
Right, and they've done like a lot of, they did the ones for Tower of God.
Yeah, the opening soundtrack.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think they did the second season right,
also,
too.
Yeah.
And yeah, you should all know like a lot of their songs, especially from 5-Star, had so many references to like One Piece and all these yeah. anime. They're total weebs.
We love it.
Okay. And
love
then,
to see it.
All right. So let's get on with the next part. This is for our fellow trash TV show watchers like mm-hmm. Haley and I. Especially Haley. She's her specialty. Singles Inferno.
Right.
4.
Yes. The fourth season is finally out.
It's upon us. I believe it's only 4 episodes right now.
Right.
They're doing it
and
in
then,
small batches.
Yeah. They'll release like another 2, I think, this coming week.
Why don't you give the people a breakdown of who's not familiar with Singles Inferno? Like how it's a Korean show and
yeah,
all
so
that
it's
stuff.
A Korean like dating reality show, but they do it a little bit different to the ones that you've probably seen in America. Because I feel like for Singles Inferno, they really go out of their way to make sure that they have the best looking boys and girls, like whether it be like face or body, like they have to have like they have to be fit, and then they're either like models or like good looking people basically,
or at least in their standards,
as far as their standards. I mean, some of them.
Well, the important thing that you need to tell the people, they're all stranded on this island.
Yeah, so I was getting to that. Yeah, so they're stranded on an island, and basically they have to play different games and like get to know each other, and like if they match up with another, like the boy and girl matches up, they get sent to paradise, which
quote
is like
unquote paradise,
a hotel wherever
like
they
on the
decide
mainland.
To
so they have
it.
To take a literal helicopter mm-hmm. every time someone a pair matches up, and then they go on this like really extravagant hotel stay.
It's beautiful,
like
honestly.
The suites that
they
stay they in
get
are
fed
crazy.
Really well.
Yeah, that's true.
And then while the rest of the cast is just like on the island
on
having
islands.
To cook. And get water.
Like they're just given eggs, but then it's not as bad as you'd think.
No,
like it's not
I
those.
I feel like the first season
it's
was
not,
worse.
It's not those crazy survival shows you guys are probably
where you have to,
thinking.
Like, dig for food.
They're like set up with amenities for like there's a bed and like a nice like tent and
yeah,
there's
it's
a bed.
Like glamping,
and
basically.
It's actually really mm-hmm. pretty much glamping. And like they're given food and everything, but it's like rice, like eggs, like all these like. Canned chicken. It's like
sweet potatoes.
I mean, yeah, it's not.
It's
glamping.
Not bad.
It's that's a good way of putting it.
But yeah, so
so Singles Inferno 4, we finally can talk about it again. Not that it has stopped us before, but mm-hmm. because I remember Singles Inferno 1 even had a prior like K-pop idol, and
yeah.
we have it again, yet mm-hmm. again. Singles Inferno 4. If you did not know, and if you're watching with us, we only watched the first 2 episodes, so. Mm-hmm. Keep us spoiler-free, because we still need to watch those. We'll probably watch it within the week.
Yeah.
There's a former trainee who previously appeared on 2 very big survival mm-hmm. programs. we're talking a really big one here. One is Produce 48, aka Ives 1, aka, so that means you got Ives 1, Young, and Yujin. Le Seraphim's Sakura, Che 1, and Yunjin. You got Light Sum, Choan, and Naeong, and Yujong, Rocket Punch, Juri, Sohee, Suyeon, Cherry Bullet, Haeyun. You got Everglow, Yeren, Sihyeon. Yeah, there's so many. Yeren and Sihyeon. Purple Kiss, they got Gon and Jeon and Kepler's Dion. And then
that's
also,
crazy. It's there's so many groups.
I mean, that there's a reason why Produce 48 is known as like a very legendary show, to be honest. And Idol School, the other reality show, a lot. It wasn't as like it didn't have as many successful ones like compared to obviously Produce. But the thing is, there was some interesting other idols in this one. There was like the return of Natty. Natty, from who's currently obviously in Kiss of Life and is my Kiss of Life bias because she won me over. But she was you know, it's kind of like her comeback from 16, which is the survival show for that picked out twice.
Yeah.
And she was super, super young there. I feel like that's why it was like kind of harder. She was like way, way younger back then. I think
not
like,
that they care now.
Not that they, yeah, honestly. But I think she was like,
what,
was it
13?
Like maybe?
Well, that was the same as like fucking.
Well, Haim Haim debuted for New Jeans like 14, right? So I mean, like, yeah, I mean. At that time,
maybe
I guess.
Maybe back then, yeah.
Maybe? I don't honestly know. But yeah, so she was like, you know, this is like, this is a few years later, so she got more experience and like, obviously, hopefully matured more. And another one that was in this is someone huge currently in the world right now, because like, this is trending. From Squid Game 2, we have Joe Yuri. So Joe Yuri was in this as well. So that was like, it's just crazy. Like the lineup and everything in general. And the person from the show is Lee Sian. You've definitely seen her. Is she the one with the white dress in the first episode? I thought she was like, after they showed all the girls available, I was like, oh, she's pretty.
Right.
Like she's one of the really, like really pretty ones. I feel like sometimes, like some of the seasons like hit or miss for me.
Yeah.
I feel like for girl wise, I was kind of retrospectively, like thinking back on it. There, I think they are, this one is a little bit stronger group of girls, like looks wise.
I feel like girl wise, it's always been okay.
Like
for the most part, I feel like for the guys, it's like less.
Oh, let's get to the guys, because I mean, like if you want to talk about the guys really quick, none of them. I feel like season two had the best looking guys.
Oh yeah, that's where Dex came from,
and
then
also Dex is a host.
He's a bromance with Sid. June.
Yes.
The and boy then, that looks like Jake. Jay from N-Hyphen.
So there you, I mean, like, yeah, that was a good one. Oh, plus that guy that looked like a smaller Jackson Wang.
Yeah, so they had, like, pretty good looking guys on season two.
That's the interesting part, because, like, our comparison to some of them are just using, like, the looks of, obviously, our specialty K-pop idols, right?
Right.
That's the comparison. So two of the guys, interestingly enough, don't worry, I will get to the girls, because there's one girl that I need to bring up. But two of the guys, interestingly enough, one kind of looks like Wanwoo without his glasses on. He always looks like he's like, yeah, bootleg Wanwoo without his glasses, who looks like he's just staring into nothing all the time. The other one is, to me, he was Haley brought up one of the comparisons. It was who?
Johnny from NCT.
And I thought he kind of looked like Seungmin from Stray Kids.
Mixed together.
It's basically a combination of both of them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, unsurprisingly enough, because of how cool he ended up being, like, personality-wise, man.
He's our favorite.
He's our favorite already. Yeah. We got our favorite guy.
This is only two episodes in, but, like, personality-wise, like, he shines.
You know why? Me and Haley were like, this guy, like, the way he presents and talks himself, like, it's like, he's almost like, westernized.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like he's American.
Yeah.
I won't spoil anything,
but
let's just say
we
might be a little correct. Don't worry, he's full Korean, though.
Yeah.
He's born in Korea, but he has an interesting backstory, so check that out. And to the girls. So, let me start. Let's start. We have, obviously, Lee Sian, which is the K-pop, former K-pop trainee idol. But we had one lookalike that kind of looked like Karina a little bit, right? Like the facial structure,
Karina.
Like obviously bootleg version, but like a bootleg version of Karina mixed with Yuna,
like her personality,
like interestingly enough. So I mean, honestly, that doesn't sound that bad, but obviously it's like,
yeah, when you see it, you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, it's like from okay. Wish. Like, it's more, well, you mean Walmart. Temu now.
Oh, it's Temu now.
Temu or okay. Whatever. Yeah, so, I mean, she's not, obviously, she's not ugly, but like.
Compared to the idol.
But they don't, like, we're just trying to compare the closest thing we yeah. can so you have a visualization mm-hmm. in your head. Also, there is another girl who's kind of like a smaller, flat-faced Minji. She doesn't have, like, because her from the front, I can see a little, very little. It's me reaching. I have to, like,
squint. Yeah, I feel like you're reaching.
I have to squint my eyes.
I feel like it's only her eyes that are similar.
It's probably the eyes. It's
nothing else is.
Actually, no. It's Minji. 100% just the eyes.
Yeah.
Because the side profile, I know Minji's, like, nose, like, it's, like, pointing. Yeah. I know everything, obviously, about Minji because she's my New Jeans bias. So it's, like, from the front, she's like a squished face Minji. And from the side and everything else, she doesn't look like Minji. So that's it.
It's
but,
literally the eyes.
But Haley. Mm-hmm. Dex is my boy. We talked about it before. Dex has a show, the Fridge Show, the variety show where he like interviews a lot of different
idols
and also actors, actresses. His, like, the one where he couldn't even speak properly.
Right.
And I totally understand why. Is because his ultimate bias as well, my man, is Sana.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? He pointed it out himself, I think, second episode, eventually. But yes, one of the girls on Singles Inferno Season 4 has Sana's, like, features. She has a lot of it. Like, I think of the current Sana, because Sana had lost a lot of, like, weight, like, the way she looks. And kind of, like, Sana during, maybe, like, Dance the Night Away, kind of that era mixed with the current era. But she looks like a tan Sana.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I have a Sana. Finally, we have a Sana lookalike on this. And
yeah, because I feel like we've had a lot of Jenny lookalikes. We had plenty of Jennies. Every season.
You're right. Like last season and then the first season, we had Jenny lookalikes. But finally, no Jenny lookalikes, and we have a Sana. So I'm still happy with it. So,
I feel like because this girl that looks like Sana, because she's more tanned, I don't think that she's going to be popular. That is my retrospect.
Because she's tan.
She's tan. Like and this happens to Sejong.
Oh, man.
The prettiest girl on season, was that season three? Or was it season
two?
Two,
I think it was two.
Season
she
two.
Was...
The prettiest girl on there, and no one picked her. No one took her to paradise. Because why? Because she was tanned. And I feel like Korean guys... don't go for that.
Fools.
Fools. She was the 100% fools. Prettiest girl there. And she had like the best personality.
Right.
Like, I don't fucking get it. Looks, I was so mad.
It was looks. She was hot. And she had an awesome personality.
It
made no sense to
us
either.
But this is my prediction because this girl that looks like Sana, she's pretty. Obviously, she looks like Sana.
Obviously, yes.
But because she's tan and athletic, I feel like the guys don't go for that. Korean guys.
It's so weird.
Let's see just if I'm going to be right.
The thing is, I appreciate Dex for at least saying he would choose her. Like,
well, yeah, he was like, put me back in the show right now.
So he's still keeping it real. I love it. But
he's
yeah.
different, too, though. Yeah, he would have picked Sej. Were they on the same season?
Yeah,
no,
they were.
He didn't even pick her.
Yeah, that's why.
He's just being biased.
He's just being biased because
like
of Sana. So never I get mind. It. I'm biased too. So yeah, it's an interesting. It's gonna be a fun season. I'm looking forward to it. So check it out if you've never watched Singles Inferno. Like, because each season they put a new twist on it. Like,
yeah,
so if you
they change it up.
It's hard to say. Yeah, just go straight into season four because I feel like even though it's completely different people. Every season, obviously, completely different people. It's just the way that the show itself has progressed and changed certain elements. It's interesting. And it's, like, fun in a good way because it's, like, refreshing.
I
and
feel
like
you have
they
to
put
watch
a lot
it from
of twi-
the beginning.
They do a lot of twists and, like, you don't expect stuff. So it's really cool, especially if you're a veteran in the world of Singles Inferno. But before we continue to the music videos we watch and all that stuff, I think it's a good time to take a water break, bathroom break, and a like, follow, subscribe break. Because you are still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, we are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms. So wherever you're listening to us right now, please give us a like, rating, subscribe. It always helps. And I mean, we have donations. You don't have to donate. Please don't do it if you need the money. A lot of people need the money. So yeah, I'm just throwing that it's out there because some of you have actually thrown like a dollar or something in our way and we appreciate it. I mean, Any little thing is always appreciated. But yeah, so do all that, because especially the ads and stuff help. So the more listeners we have, more people will find us, and the more ads, you know, will pay.
Mm-hmm.
So us doing this, because we're not under like any type of like big agency or like under any podcast like channel or anything. This is us, me and Haley. Haley worked today. We're both nurses, and I work today too. But I work from home right now, so it's like we're just after work doing this every Thursday or Wednesday or Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Then releasing it Thursdays. So yeah, it's all we're sitting here from our dining room table, and Haley, they can chat with us too, because we're very normal people that just love K-pop. And where can they check us out and chat with us?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, because I don't even know if TikTok's going to exist in a few days.
Who knows? Unless Elon Musk buys it or Mr. Beast or something.
I'm just like, they've said this last time, like TikTok was going to get banned, and then like nothing happened.
Take it with a grain of salt. That we've been posting there anymore anyway.
No,
so.
We don't. But I'm just saying, because a lot of people post on there.
Yeah. So hopefully your well-being will not be affected, but
I won't, because whatever.
Like, but hopefully,
it's one less social media.
But what? That's actually true. It's like a double-edged sword for some people, right? I think it's a good time to continue now.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And let's start with all the music videos, because we have a decent amount we checked out. You want to start with the first one?
Yeah, so Rise did actually release this music video
called Hug.
And it's really cute. And for some reason, I was like, this song sounds really familiar to me.
Oh, no wonder why.
And I had no idea that it was actually a cover of TVXQ's song Hug. They're from the same entertainment company. And this song was over...
they're like super seniors.
13 years ago. This is when Hug was released. But I was like, oh, I liked it because Wonbin actually got a lot of lines. I was like, oh, that's nice.
Dang, 13 years. I don't even want to think of where I was. I was in college still. Maybe even high school. Was it college? Hopefully high school. So I don't seem that old. Anyways, so that's pretty
wild.
In
college.
I think I was in college, actually. Never mind. Anyways, so that's what's going on with Rise.
Like,
for
I've been
Hug.
A nurse for like 12 years
Shit.
Already.
I'm like a nurse around the same time.
Yeah.
Never mind. Anyways, let's continue on. Another group, Haley. That's one of your other boys.
Yeah, so ZB1 did release a music video called Now or Never, and it's a Japanese release. And of course, it sounds like an anime song, so of course I would love it.
And of course, it sounds like ZB1, to be honest.
Yeah,
it has like ZB1
sound.
Very,
very good. Easy to listen to.
Very. We did talk about them earlier. N-Team, of course, in Hypen's, I guess...
Japanese brothers.
Brothers, exactly. Japanese brothers. Mm-hmm. They released their comeback, Deer Hunter. It was pretty good, actually.
I was actually surprised.
And it makes,
I don't listen to a lot of N-Team's music until like it just like pops up randomly. I'm like, their music is pretty good, actually.
The thing is, though, like they really stuck to the theme of being werewolves. I mean, the song is called Deer Hunter.
Yeah.
And like
hunting.
They had like some outfits where they looked a little bit like, I don't know, XG wolves without the helmets.
Helmets, yeah.
So it was pretty interesting and cool. It's like, it reminds me of Enhypen.
Yeah, because Enhypen sticks
werewolves
with vampire theme, like every music video.
And it seems like N-Team is doing the same. So very cool. I liked it a lot. The song is pretty good too. The Seraphim's Yunjin, my girl, she had her single drop. She has random singles that just drop. I didn't even know this happened. But we saw it. It's called Jellyfish. Really, it's like one of, if you've listened to her songs, it's like that same sound. More of like a chill type of like, you're like at a cafe kind of song. It was really cute though. They had really cute animations.
I'm sure she drew them.
Yeah, I'm sure she drew a lot of them. But like they used like AI and probably stuff to like make it like really more animated with like even some art that looked like it was like oil paintings. Mm-hmm. But like obviously there's jellyfish in the ocean. But it was super cute. Liked it a lot. I mean, this one was pretty awesome. G-Friend. So they're actually back. They have a music video called Season of Memories. It was just cool to actually see them when they dropped. It's under HYBE label, right? So they're back because they're under Source, which is, you know, so Le Sserafim and G-Friend are basically in that sisterhood of that company. I liked it a lot. It gave like super like 2000s, like maybe like 90s anime vibes, like the sound.
Yeah, I was telling Joko, like the beginning of the song kind of sounds like Yosobi.
Actually, you're right. Yosobi, I forgot. Even the chorus.
Yeah, so I was like, Yosobi. There's this one song that sounds like really, really similar, and I think that's the reason why I liked it.
It really, actually, there's a, yeah, because I remember when we watched Yosobi live, I think that was like one of the first times I actually heard this song.
Yeah.
And it stuck in the back of my mind when I heard this song, like for reals.
Because it sounds the same.
The music video was really cute, too. There's like a mix of like, obviously, like the girls like live themselves. Of course, it was nice seeing Viviz, technically, right? Three members of Viviz were there with the rest of the group. And then so, I mean, it was cool because they were like on some like Japanese train kind of thing. And it's a cross between live action and like animation art. I love that kind of stuff. It looked really great. So super cute and cool vibes. Definitely check that out if you haven't yet. The song, like we said, is pretty amazing. Sounds really good. Last but not least, another banger by IVE.
Of course.
IVE dropped another one. It's called Rebel Heart. I went like, I didn't have any expectations, even though in the back of my head, I'm like, you know, it might be good. And guess what? Actually, it was.
IVE always has good songs.
It was good. The concept of itself was cool. And the music song, like the song itself was so catchy.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like IVE, but it's very catchy, of course. The concept was interesting because, I mean, it's called Rebel Heart. Mm-hmm. So it's about, you know, kind of like being unique and true to yourself, like, but being like a rebel, like, you know, like a rebellious, like heart, not like following the norm, like in your own way. Right. Like you don't have to be like tough and like badass and stuff. It's cool because I like when they did the interpretation with like Liz and Ray, like Ray was like super like gyaru, like girly, like just walking around like her girly outfits. You have some of these outfits and it's like just walking around Japan. And she didn't give a fuck like what other people thought. So it was really cool. And of course they had like, you know, like Yujin being like the badass and Gaol also. But it's like all the different elements and aspects of like being a rebel. And I think like they always do a good job with the concept and then the song. And it just this one. Like, it's perfect again. Like, they did a great job. So, nothing else to say. Mic drop, because honestly, it was really good.
Is it just the single, or did they release an album?
No, it's for the album. This is a pre-release. Oh, okay. I think we talked about it in previous previous episodes. So, this is a pre-release title track for one of whenever their actual thing drops, because I deleted it. I don't know where the hell to find it.
Okay, it's fine. It'll turn up eventually.
It'll turn up eventually. You're right. Episode. So, I mean, those are all the music videos. I think we could slowly start getting into some of the different random news and tidbits, I guess I could say, the K-pop world. G-Idle. So, actually, it's a good amount of girl group stuff going on for this
episode. I get
episode.
A break, because actually, I'm sick. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Like, it's like always one or the other is sick, right? It seems like.
I got sick from the fires.
Yeah, that's true. I probably like inhaling all the bad, like the hazardous air because Haley goes out for work.
Yeah.
She has to drive and everything. So, and she, like, where she works is like kind
of
close
to a lot
of
people, too.
Very close to like one of the fires, right? Palisades is like kind of like on the opposite side of the hill of the mountain. So let's talk about G-Idle then. I will do the talking again, Haley, for this one. Yuki, or should I say Yuchi?
Yuchi.
You know, it was really interesting enough. So she was in an interview. Like, you know, they renewed their contract. They talked about it. It's like their eighth year for G-Idle, right? And I feel like they renewed it because they're on such a good, like, momentum.
They had to. They would have made a mistake if they didn't
100%. Renew. Because, like, I mean, like, they weren't as big. Obviously, their first, like, half of the career.
I was like.
Then they just exploded after, like, Tomboy, then Queen Card. Then they just were on the map. Because I think a lot of dance challenges and, like, the type of edginess that they have. So, like, they exploded. So, with one of the interviews that Yuki had recently, they were, like, talking about, like, I guess it was weird. Because, like, I guess, like, the host of this show, I guess it's called Eighth Year or something. I don't even know, actually. So, like, like, it's like a fortune teller, almost, like the host. Oh. But she said to, like, Yuki, like, she sees that she seeks stability in relationships and is more likely to choose to expand within a secure environment. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense. Some people are like that, right? You're better off, like, you know, you want to be comfortable mm-hmm. and you want to feel safe. And that's why, like, you would want stable relationships instead of just always, like, going out and doing new stuff. You know, like, once you find a good group, you want to keep it, like... Yeah. You know, tight and knit. And it makes sense. You know, there's people like that. I understand that. And Yuki actually, you know, she said that's why she renewed the contract. Mm. She actually also said, like, to be honest, if I only wanted to make money, I'd already left. And it makes sense because Yuki would probably make way more money going back to China.
Yeah, solo.
Like, she's huge there. Like, even just endorsements, maybe acting solo. She's mm-hmm. huge. And like, the fact that she says that, it just shows, like, you know, that's one of the reasons why she stayed, because she could have left, but she's probably enjoying the camaraderie. Like, you know, the friendship that the girls have are mm-hmm. really good. Like, you can see it. Like, they're just having a great time mm-hmm. With each other, and they really support and, like, love each other, basically, for G-Idol. It really makes sense why she did all of this mm-hmm. Because, yeah, she could have made way more money for sure. She said, one of the reasons I renewed was, like, the contract is because I wanted to do only what I love. And I was, and she said that, like, she was actually good at studying and her parents wanted her to pursue a different career path, which ironically enough, you would think, like, she's not, like, yeah. 'Cause she's, like, very clumsy, like, says, like, really funny stuff and reacts, like, you know, Yuki's Yuki, like, mm-hmm. sometimes is, like, can be, like, have, like, an, I don't know, like, airheaded-ish, uh-huh. but not, like, to the extreme of some other idols, but... I think some of it is, though, like, because she's really smart, though, and attentive, and she knows, like, how to, like, be herself and playfully be witty. So I feel like people who are witty and smart and reply back, which she's really witty, actually, mm-hmm. is, like, that's how you can tell when someone's actually, you know, very bright, you know, they're quick-witted mm-hmm. and stuff. It makes sense now why she says she's good studying, so I believe her. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I wouldn't believe it. I believe her. Like, if Chaewon told me she was, I wouldn't believe Chaewon.
Poor Chaewon.
I'm just kidding. Chaewon's funny, though. So with Yuki, I get it. And she said she, like, had a lot of arguments before coming to Korea with her parents, but she says she made the right choice. I believe she did too. You know, G-Idol's doing super well, and obviously they're just riding the wave of success right now. So hopefully we get to see them again this year. They were really fun to watch last year. So hopefully Haley will check them out this time. And let's move on to Twice. We talked about, I think we did, right? Yes, I Am Nayeon.
Yes.
So, like, there's a photo book with each member. There's a couple of members that haven't done it yet. So the next one coming up is Yes, I Am Nayeon. So Nayeon's turn. Mm-hmm. It makes sense. I mean, like, I'm surprised she never had it sooner than
only
some of the other members.
How many years? 8, 9 years? It 10 years?
Just took another renewal, a contract renewal. But she finally has it. And, you know, the interesting part, like, I saw some of the concept stuff. I think she has her bunny teeth.
But
back.
Is it not old?
Huh?
You don't think it's old photos?
No, because it looks like newer. Because, like, it's like for this, you know, it's like a promotion specifically for Yes, I Am Nayeon.
Mm.
So, because remember, me and Haley, like, I don't even know when the hell we talked about it.
You have to show me. Because, like, you can't just have your bunny teeth back after, like, getting
veneers.
I don't
know.
Veneers.
Unless they fix the veneers to make it look more bunny-like or
we'll
something.
See.
Like, because Haley didn't watch it. I watched it. And I was like, her teeth look noticeably, like, really bunny-like again.
Mm.
So I'm hoping she, like, embraced it again.
Maybe
I don't
she's
know.
Like, maybe the fans like it.
We love it. Of course, like, once loves it. So hopefully that's what's going on. But, yeah, I was like, wow, I think she has her bunny teeth back. Mm. I'll try to show it to Haley, and then I'll get some more, I guess, some more expertise info on what you think it looks like. The other thing is Twice also, like, I just watched some random stuff for Twice. They did a behind the scenes for their strategy dance challenge. It was just really funny because, like, Sana and Nayeon were paired together, and all the members, when they did theirs, they're like, what the hell are they doing?
Mm.
And I love it because I'm a Sayeon person, you remember, Sana and Nayeon. And the interesting part for me also was Chaeyoung was able to, like she's like, you could see her mid back, like, from her outfit, her arms are exposed. So you can see all her tattoos. And we've talked about it before. It's awesome and amazing. And I'm super happy that they're finally allowing, like, artists to show them
yeah.
off. Well, at least like if you're tenured, right?
Right.
Jungkook. Like Jungkook finally too. Like when he started showing his sleeves, man, everyone was going crazy. Yeah. And it's the same with Che. Like Che has been showing him off like on the past tour that they were on. Like people are like having signs like show us your tattoo, and she like literally shows them her back tramp stamp like area like tattoo and all her like tats on her like arms and everything. So super cool. I'm super excited about whenever they announce their tour. We don't know when yet, but they said it's coming. And let's see, the next one too is New Jeans. Because briefly, New Jeans, jeans for free, I should say, right?
They're Instagram. They're really doing everything.
Oh my God. They're
freedom
like,
of speech.
They are living
freedom
their
to do
lives.
Whatever they want.
They're living their lives through this IG. They are living like the social media life of like girls their age kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the interesting part is like they're just like on a roll because they've been like, I think, just kind of doing their own thing because I think they finished a lot of their contract stuff right now. So they're kind of like that in that like weird
limbo,
right? Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And right now it seems like a lot of them are at home or vacations with family. Like Danny was like with her sister Olivia in Australia, just posting a lot of that stuff. And in like, funny enough, of course, with all the time they have, like each member has kind of like been doing an IG live. I caught Minji's. I know right after, like Hain did one, I think afterwards, like on another day. Then Danielle did one. It's just like so much. And it's like Danielle was even trying on different clothes during her IG. Like it's just like, you know, they're just doing their own
influencer stuff.
Yeah, basically. So that's been as a bunny, like, yeah, it's enjoyable. It just sucks that, you know, we're in limbo. Who knows what's going
to
happen? I'm still waiting for that date in March they talked about. We'll see what the hell happens with that. But before we continue any further, because I do have some baby monster talk and, of course, Le Sserafim, you should definitely try to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell during this little water, quick interlude, bathroom break, whatever you want to take it as. And don't forget to do what Haley's about to tell you.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, send DMs there.
Of course. And then, of course, follow us there, too. Yes. I should always emphasize that.
Follow.
Any type of follow, like, subscribe, rating, anywhere for any of the platforms that you see us on. Just do it. Right?
Just do it.
Not sponsored by Nike. Anyways, let's continue on. So, I have Baby Monster. So I'm excited for Baby Monster. I think they're the Gen 5 girl group that I'm like starting to really get into. You know, I'm trying to displace like all the sadness and attention that I'm getting from Jeans for Free into somewhere else. But even though they're Gen 4, now Baby Monster is Gen 5. Mm-hmm. I did start kind of like I've watched some of their stuff. Like I've watched like that show where like they're doing, you know, the sleeping thing when the guy like that comes in. And, like, they have to pretend they're sleeping and all that. I watched that stuff. But then one of the more interesting stuff that I've watched under their official channel was their behind-the-scenes recordings. So this one was for Drip, right? Because Drip just dropped. And it was very interesting because I always wanted to check them out because, I mean, Baby Monster is known as, like, you know, a vocal group. Mm-hmm. So when they started, it was interesting because there was, like, I think she might be American. She's white for sure and fluent in English and everything. This one girl named or lady named Sandra is one of the producers that helped do their album. It was cool because she did like some of the guide samples. You know what those are, right, Bun? Like,
they sing them.
Like they sing them and then they have the artists like follow along while they're recording so they know the type of tone, the type of like length and like, you know, all the different things they need to know for how they want it to be sang. Like almost like a sample guide, right? Mm-hmm. So she did like a lot of the English parts for the members to follow. So like she was even super sweet helping out Rora. Rora was like one of the first ones. Mm-hmm. And I think she was having some trouble doing so because she's more vocalist, but she had to do some small rap parts or like some quick parts. So she got helped by Sandra with that. Then Ruka was next, the leader and our eldest member, of course, Japanese member Ruka. She's actually one of the rappers. Actually, I feel like both Japanese members are the rappers. She was getting praised because she was really good at doing like a lot of the recordings the first try. Rami was next. She's one of like the strong vocalists too. She learns and absorbs everything super quick. Like once they told her to adjust or do something, like she did it and fixed it right there too. Mm-hmm. And she even went back the next day because she wanted to re-record a part. So she's like one of those perfectionists. Mm-hmm. And she's like really into like helping with the production and everything too. You can tell because like after she did that, her re-recording, Chiquita was there the same time because she was supposed to record. Mm-hmm. But she even helped coach Chiquita and, you know, was helping her out with enunciations and like how to pronounce certain things like different ways. Because mm-hmm. Chiquita's, you know, baby Lisa, she's the mangne of the group as well, but she's like the vocalist, so she's not in the realm of rapping like, you know, how Lisa is, yeah, known as the rapper. So it was also funny because I liked her shirt, though. Chiquita was wearing like this like huge Toy Story shirt. Mm-hmm. Another main producer of like one of YG's main producers for them, his name is Airplay, brought his doggy, his little cute doggy. I think it's like a pug. And his name is Monet. It was just cool because, like, you know, they had him, Monet there to kind of help the members, like, ease their anxiety and all just like, hang out. Mm-hmm. It's always nice when there's, like, a dog and, like, playing around with them. Really well-behaved, too, and, like, there's a lot of tricks. The interesting part was after that little, like, rest session, Asa, I still call her Asa, but it's Asa.
Yeah, because she says Asa.
And Asa. I'm just used to saying Asa because, like, a lot of names, people, like, with the spelling ASA, mm-hmm. like who are Japanese, they yeah, also they go by Asa. So it's Asa for her, I guess. Yeah. She did her rap part. Haley, this was really crazy because you probably have no idea because you didn't read this yet, but and you didn't watch it with me. But Asa's rap part was so crazy. It was such a surprise because the one that did her guide was not Sandra. Was G-Dragon.
Oh, damn.
G-Dragon. So GD, the man himself, was actually the one that did the rapping guide for Asa.
Nice.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah, because I heard that he was a part of the
production. I mean, yeah, so like it's cool. Like he's involved in this type of way. He wasn't there in the studio, but
right,
he did the rap guide. It was cool to hear. I even rewinded it so I could hear it again. It sounds really, I mean, he still has this like swagger and way of rapping. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. So Asa was like super excited. Like even everyone that was listening, everyone had like chills.
Yeah, because everyone, listened. G-Dragon is the king of K-pop.
Airplay was like just playing his sample guide off his phone. Mm-hmm. Like it was just recorded on his phone and he just played it. And it was just crazy to hear. You know, so Asa said she was super thrilled and it's like kind of feels weird or like, you know, like that kind of feeling where it doesn't feel real. Because, like, having G-Dragon help and know about Baby Monster and also do her rap lines as a guide, like, she, like, was, you know, super, like, excited and was, like, thankful. And the crazy part for this, with all of G-Dragon's, like, stuff going on, YG was actually there for this recording.
Oh.
So YG, he was in the back. He was actually sitting next to Asa when they were listening to it. So, yeah, Mr. YG himself was there. Mm-hmm. He brought up that Asa during the recording, she said she wanted to do some of the rap parts a different way from some of the guides.
Yeah.
Like she wanted to kind of put her own like flavor and element. And it was curious, like I was curious and interested to see how they would react. So the producers are pretty good though, because they're like, okay, yeah, you could give it a shot. Like try it out. We'll try it out. Because the way she rapped the monster, you know, that monster, like, part, that super fast one, it was her idea to do it with, like, a high tone first. Like, monster. Then it goes down, like, up, down, up, down, up, down. That was her, like, idea. And obviously,
they liked it.
So they kept it in there. So, I mean, it's cool to see a lot of the members, like, are involved and have, you know, like, their opinions matter for how they want to do and produce the songs. So, yeah, Asa was there, like, obviously, she's growing on me a lot because she's like, she reminds me of like looks wise, she's like Kazuha mixed with Sana, too, a little bit. Then let's see after that. She wanted to add she gave in the ideas for like, you know, that Asa.
Yeah.
And then Brat, because it was some weird other line and they're trying to brainstorm and she's like, can I just say my name like Asa?
Yeah.
You know, because that's, I mean, like that's how Western rappers do it. They say their names before they start the rap or even like some K-pop rappers. Right. So she even added the Brat part. Like it was pretty funny. After her was Frida. She was re-recording because they changed some lyrics for the songs. But there was like she looked like she was just like came in randomly for the day like. She didn't expect it, but everyone was like really shocked. Like she was on it. So I guess she's always just really good, like vocally. She was even surprised because everyone was just like, oh, okay, that's good. Yeah. Like you sound really good today. Your tone is really good today. And she's like, really? Yeah. So that was that. Last but not least, because there's one member I still haven't talked about, my bias, Ahyeon, a.k.a. to me, she's like Jennie and Yunjin, like basically combined. Like looks-wise and I guess like the vocal range and like what she does, right? So she did the recording. Remember that crazy high note?
Yeah.
It's like, like that's super, like, obviously.
Yeah.
Put it up like 10 notches and pitches higher than what I just did. But that crazy part where like someone is just yelling like super like high, like three octaves, was her. And they did the recording for that, for this part. So it was really interesting. So like she came in, she did not even know she was going to record that. And as soon as they told her, we're like, oh, we're going to do, they basically told her, like, we're going to do some really high notes today. And then the way that she always warms up, she does like raspberries. Mm-hmm. She walked off and started just like doing it and like started warming up her vocals because she did not know what she was in for. And then they told her to go in and record it. And everyone in, it's crazy. Everyone in the recording room, just like everyone felt like they had like chills. Mm-hmm. Like, especially when she went, like, super high. Because it's, like, super duper high. It's, like, a triple octave super high note. It's, like, Jung-ho, yeah. Right? From 80s, like, where he goes super crazy high. So, it was, like, that. And she even did it multiple times. She's, like, because, like, each time, like, she's, like, I think I could do better. And the way that she acts, she's, like, super, like, she's one of those people where she's, like, super shy, like, after doing it. Like, she always is hard on herself kind of thing. And I'm, like, please, look what you just did. Like, just relax. Mm-hmm. You're fine. And, I mean, even, I think it was Ruka and Rami were there. Like, they're, like, you know, like, supporting her and saying, like, that was crazy. And she was just, like, all embarrassed and all that. But, yeah, so it was cool because, like, YG was there. And it's just cool to see the whole process, like, for the important parts of the making of the song Drip. Mm-hmm. So, really, I have more, like, respect and appreciation for the group. Yeah, I feel like, isn't that how it is? Like, when you watch the behind-the-scenes recordings?
Yeah, of
course.
For,
like, groups in general. Like, mm-hmm. NewJeans, I appreciate it, and I really enjoyed it a lot. Of course, you with Stray Kids.
Yeah, and Boy Next Door.
Boy Next Door. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we both have watched BTS. Mm-hmm. Like, back in the day, like, when we, like, during, like, pre-COVID.
Yeah.
So, it was just, you know, I think it's always, like, a better appreciation of the groups you like if mm-hmm. you check out these, like, type of videos where you see behind-the-scenes recordings. Then you get to see, like, their personality and, like, their strengths in terms of, mm-hmm. like, how they are as a person, but also, like, you know, when they record. Because it's nice to see some of them independently think and be able to, like, say, like, oh, I want to do this differently. And then it's cool to see the producers be receptive and be like, okay, let's try it. Give it a shot. Because it worked. I mean, look at Asa. A lot of Asa's parts, the way that she sings it, like, the style, a lot of it was her idea. So that's really awesome. Pretty cool that it made it to, like, the final mix. Next is we'll talk some Le Sserafim really quick because there was an interesting video called, I thought it said croquette, like I thought like a croquette, right?
Yeah.
Come to find out, it's actually crochet because
like crochet.
Yeah. So Sakura, call her Kura, right? Mm-hmm. So Sakura or Kura, or I feel like in the song 1-800 Hot and Fun, they say Saki, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Saki or Kura. I like saying Kura. I'm used to saying Kura. So I'll call Sakura Kura throughout the rest of this this little part. So she had crochet because she's talking about her love for crocheting, which she has been doing a lot. She's made like crochet stuff for Sana and other idols too. And like I remember when she made it for Sana, like we talked about it. I think that was like a year ago or something. Super exciting times, of course, because she's a huge Sana fan as well. Who isn't, right? Plus, I mean, they're both from Japan, and Kura is like a legend herself in the world of like Japan and idolship, you know, for reals. She's been like a super OG. So she's going to start kind of like her own crocheting like line. The company asked her to make one and make and design some merchandise for Fear Knots and fans. And it's called Crochet. You know, double K, like Kura, then Kur, and then Crochet. Really cool. I think it's a pretty good, that's a good name. She really liked it a lot, too. So it's it actually is currently available on sale for pre-orders on the Weverse app shop right now. So if you go under Le Sserafim, under pre-orders, you'll see all the merch, right? And I'll get into details about the merch.
But she's not making all of these.
She made all of them by hand. No,
once.
She's not, once. No, she made
and
like...
And now they're all going to be like...
Then they're mass produced. Yeah, of course. But it's cool. I mean,
yeah.
She made the samples like by hand. Mm-hmm. She stitched them out. She showed them. Like she was showing first like sketches of ideas
yeah,
she had.
Yeah, I've seen those. I've seen clips of
so
them.
Like a keychain, like different keychains of like one has like the balls representing the different members. Also like an accessory for like the light stick. Uh-huh. Like multiple accessories, obviously crocheting bags. So those were all like she drew it like or sketched it. Then like, you know, like they went through the whole process, like talking to the development team, like and all that stuff and how they're going to do it. And when she made the samples and gave it to them, she got samples back. Mm-hmm. And when she got it, she's like, oh, I like one of them was like, oh, I didn't want it to be this big. Like, mm-hmm. I just didn't know how to, I couldn't do it smaller because, you know, like her level of crocheting, she's good.
Yeah.
But she's like, it would be too hard or like she wouldn't be able to make it if it was too small. Mm-hmm. So like that was for one of the keychains, like with all the members. So she kind of like, you know, gave them those kind of notes. And then at the end of the episode, it was really cool because they had like a launch party. Mm-hmm. Like all the members from the Seraphim were there, were all present, like giving her cake. And like they were kind of going through all the different stuff. One of the items was a DIY kit so you can make. It comes with a crocheting thing. Like, it's like you're, you know, making it yourself. Mm-hmm. But you make a mini hat for your light stick. And it looks like one of those, like, square, like, beanies with the ribbons on it. Mm-hmm. So it's like that. So it's cute. There's two different bags. Like, one is, like, you know, like a regular satchel bag. Another one is, like, more like a convenience, like more like a travel bag. Uh-huh. Like, where you keep your toiletries and stuff. Mm-hmm. Another one is a keychain. There's, like, a lucky keychain. It's, like, good luck and everything. What, the other keychain is the 5-ball membership one. So, like, mm-hmm. it's, like, different colors representing each member with, like, different, like, faces or, like, uh-huh. facial, like, expressions. And that's the one that they had to shrink for because the mm-hmm. original one was, like, huge. It looks like a dog toy still, but it was, like, a big, big dog toy before. Earphone case. So, it was, like, a cute little crocheted, like, earphone case. You could probably use it for, like, small bags for other mm-hmm. stuff, too. And... the one I think I really liked was like this shoulder strap.
Yeah.
Like it looked like a long holder for your light sticks. Like you could strap your light stick or something mm-hmm. to it. And then you put it on like it's almost like a guitar strap. Mm-hmm. But it's all completely crocheted. And it's like cute like a stitched like square flower pattern.
Yeah, yeah.
Super cool. I really like it. And the really cool part, it was like all the members are super excited and like, you know, having the party and everything for her. The cool part, though, when I went to check out the app to see all the merch, mm-hmm. all the merch comes with a special photo card
of her holding.
Yeah, the specific merch. It's really cute. You know, the prices are fairly reasonable too. Mm. So I think I may order. Which one do you think
the
I would
prices
probably order?
Are reasonable until the shipping.
Of course, if it's global, I didn't look at the shipping yet.
The shipping hopefully is always not, like
hopefully
double
it's
the price of
U.S.
the
shipping
thing.
And not global.
Hopefully,
which one do you think I would choose?
Oh, the light stick.
Which one?
Holder.
Which one? There was two. There was a light stick holder that's... Oh, actually, you're right. There's only actually one holder. One was for just the beanie for the light stick. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about the strap.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I feel like that's useful.
Yeah, I like
it
a lot.
To carry around your light stick.
And you just put it around, like, I don't have to put it on my wrist.
Exactly.
I can put it around my body. Mm-hmm. And it looks really cute.
I feel
cute.
Like a lot of K-pop groups should be doing that.
Yeah.
I know Blackpink has one.
Thank God. They released a separate merch for that. Yeah, that was really cool. But yeah, like, they should have
They should all
more.
Have that shit. Because like, I hate holding my damn light stick on my
wrist. We need a body or a shoulder strap for sure. It makes a big difference. It's freaking cool, too. So that's the one I want. The second one I want is obviously the member keychain.
Oh, the keychain.
Like with all 5 members, like the ball. Because mm-hmm. I think I could strap it onto like the light stick too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty cool. I think I might try to pre-order those two. We'll see what happens. But it's a cool line. I really wish like more artists, like, you know, like when they have like specialty stuff like this. Mm-hmm. I wish they did like lines like this. Like where it's like, you know, like when BTS released like the special artist stuff where like they designed it, it makes a big difference because it feels like more personal, right?
Well, 17 did that too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, like HYBE has done it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel like Twice has done it too. But it's mm-hmm. it feels really cool whenever
Stray Kids has
they
as well.
They should do it more often is mm-hmm. I guess what I should say. Because isn't it cool to own something that...
Yeah, I have Felix's ring that
he
designed.
He designed it himself. So it's like, it's cool. I want to get the thing that Sakura... Mm-hmm. Especially because Sakura... does crochet. I feel like crocheting is like a different level. It's more personal because she does it herself mm-hmm. and it's designed after the stuff that she actually she has made. Personally made.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like another element. Even though I'm not a Sakura bias, and I really like Sakura a lot, like it, like I'm just like sold on the concept itself. Mm-hmm. It's something super cool. So I'm going to place my pre-orders before they run out and before I get sad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow if I remember. Were you going to say something?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, you were like, it looked like, it sounded like you were about to say something.
I don't know what I was going
to
say.
Anyways, I think it's about time for me to take a finally taken, I don't even know what I'm saying. Maybe I think I was going to say the F word. My own fucking break. Yeah, my own break, my own water break. I need to drink some water, for real. My voice is, my mouth is like turning super dry. It's like the desert. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Do it for me. If you haven't yet, do it for me because I need water right now.
Yeah.
And also listen to what Haley's going to say and what to do. What to do, Haley. And where, what should they do there and where they can check us out.
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you would like to chat with us, please send us DMs there. And don't forget to follow us there too.
Oh, man. I think I'm just lightheaded from all the oxygen and just talking.
Oh. Yeah, that's how it is.
That is how it is. But I'm fine now because Haley's going to rescue me because we will be finishing up now. It is time for BTS and Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. BTS first, of course.
Yeah, so J-Hope has released the cities that he will be going to for his tour, J-Hope on the Stage.
You know what's interesting?
Mm.
I saw, I don't know all the dates and the specific cities.
Mm.
I know you're going to read them, but
yeah.
I saw it's like two for each one.
Oh, yeah,
like
you're
two,
right.
Two stops.
2 days.
2 days for each city. So, I mean, yeah, you can talk about it briefly.
He's, like, really going everywhere.
I was going to let me just put out really quick because it's 2 days.
Hmm.
It might help, though, with the scalping problems, right? Like, because, I mean, I feel like it might be less inclined for scalpers.
I hope.
I mean, I hope.
I don't know. It's BTS, though.
BTS related, for sure.
Yeah.
It always makes a difference. But I feel like I'm hoping, J-hoping, that... that, you know, it might make a little bit of, like, scalpers more hesitant, I guess.
Mm, we'll see.
You know, because, like, you know, what happens most of the time when there's two in the same city is, like, sales.
It doesn't always sell out.
It doesn't sell out. But
it's J-Hope from BTS.
And a lot of ARMY, they're scratching. They've been waiting for this.
Yeah, they've been waiting.
The itch is real.
Yep.
So, I mean, good luck to our fellow ARMY who's going to be, I don't even know when the ticket.
I will get to that.
Okay, yes.
So first, the cities, of course, starting in Seoul, February 28th and March 2nd. Then he's going to go to Brooklyn, Chicago, Mexico City, San Antonio, Oakland, Los Angeles will be April 4 and 6. Wait, does that mean that this, when it has like this little dash like that, 31st
oh, that's the
to
one.
The
yeah, no, it's like 31 and April 1. It's
oh,
like,
so like Seoul is actually 3 days then. 28, March 1, and March 2, no? Look.
Is it
can't
three?
Skip. Look, 28
yeah,
to March
two,
2nd.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Where's March 1?
Oh, maybe it is 3 days.
I think
days.
It's 3 days for Seoul.
Yeah.
Yeah, so LA is 2 days, April 4 and 6. And then he's going to go to Manila, Saitama, Singapore, Jakarta, Bangkok, Macau, Taipei, and then ending in Osaka for now on May 31st to June 1st. And the tickets for North America, most importantly,
here we go.
Will be going on sale on January 22nd. This is for the ARMY membership pre-sale. So if you are an ARMY membership holder, make sure you register for pre-sale this, like on Weverse. From now, like right now, until January 19th, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Like, honestly, don't fucking wait for that shit because, do it right now. Because even though they say January 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard, they fucking close that shit early.
We've learned the hard way. They've done it with 17 and, like, other groups.
Mm-hmm.
You do it now.
Right now.
Like, pause, do it now if you want to try to get a chance to do it. Because
you'll get screwed over.
Because even though it says it's going to end then and you check in and try to do it just like even like within like half the day before,
mm-mm.
It's already gone. Yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Why is it closed? But it happens. So you just do it now, please. Mm-hmm. Don't regret it.
Yeah, exactly. And then general sales will start on Thursday, the 23rd, 3 p.m. local time. There you go. I did see, actually, that for Seoul, they will be having a package that includes a meet and greet with J-Hope, which is fucking crazy.
I mean, Korea gets fed. Look at the freaking, like, Jin.
I know.
People got to hug Jin, but I mean, like, technically you could have won also and, like, traveled the world to go hug Jin. But,
right.
I mean, like, the availability in terms of, like, a meet and greet for, like, J-Hope, that's insane.
Yeah. So that's Seoul only. I don't know what's going to be included for North America. Probably just, like, sound check, maybe send off. Here. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Best way to put it.
For V, he is actually releasing a photo book called Rêve in French. That means
Rêve.
Dream.
I thought it was like Rêve.
Rêve?
Rêve.
Rêve?
We're bad at this.
I don't know French, guys.
I only know French fries.
It means dream in French, basically. And so, basically, this photo book is a dreamy journey that began when V set a foot in Paris. And then this photo book captures the special hours of freedom V spent in Paris, the city of romance, and, like, it's just a photo book, I think. But it comes with, like, a keychain, postcards.
Yes, photo cards.
And the pre-orders are up. I don't know, like, whenever they release stuff like this, I feel like this is just...
Oh, no, Haley! Cough, cough! Drink water! Emergency water bottle! Emergency water bottle.
I'm sorry. Wee-woo. I'm sorry. My voice, like, when I talk too much right now because I'm sick.
I don't even know how the hell I, like, I think I was, when I was talking earlier for all the stuff that I was talking about, back to back to back, which was a lot for Baymon and Le Seraphim, I felt like I was like SpongeBob and Patrick when they're, like, in Sandy's house. Like, I was just, like, staring at the water on the table. Water!
No, because, like, even at work, like, if I talk too high right now, like, my throat gets really dry, and then all of a sudden, like, I start coughing. So that's what happened right now. Anyway, like, I feel like these kind of things with V, like, these photo books and stuff, they're like a cash grab. Because, like, of course ARMY's gonna buy it. It's not music or anything, it's just a photo book, but because it's V, they will buy it. Moving on. To Stray Kids. So Chungbin did his very first Instagram live. He's not done that before, so I was excited because I caught him live.
How did it go? Because, like, when Danielle went live, she's like, am I doing this right? Even Minji was like, Minji at the end of her, she's like, how do I turn this off?
So actually, for Chungbin, I guess he, like, planned this little skit with Bang Chan. Oh, so, boy. Like, he had this skit in mind for his first IG live. So, basically, the live went on, and it's on his personal Instagram, Jutdae. And then, but instead of Changbin, it's Bang Chan. So, Bang Chan is sitting there in front of the camera. And then, all of a sudden, like, because Bang Chan's like, hello, and then, like, Anyo. And then, you hear Changbin yelling in the background. He's like, get off! Like, what are you doing on my... This is my account. Like, you shouldn't be going live on my account. And then Bang Chan looked like a lost little puppy, like, scared. He's like, that Changbin was, like, yelling at him. And he's like, oh! He's like, this is yours? And then Changbin's like, yeah, don't you see the name here? It's Jutdae. They're like, this is my account. Get off! Like, get up! It was all a skit, obviously, but...
Was it too obvious? Like, the acting was bad?
Well, yeah. But it was cute, like, because it was nice seeing Bang Chan, because, like, he doesn't do lives like that anymore either, so...
Yeah, because we've been robbed.
Exactly. So it was nice seeing Bang Chan there for, like, a little moment, and then Chungbin came back on, and he basically said that he came on to do an Instagram live, because, like, he was preparing for, like, one of those, I think, fan call, like, fan meets, and he just had some time in between, so he's like, why not do, like, my first IG live? He said that he will in the future do a live with Hyunjin at their dorm, because as you know, those two are dorm together. He also said that he recently worked out with Hyunjin.
That man has definitely been working out with Changbin.
Look at those fucking muscles when he was holding those damn kiwi
fruits.
That is
the buffest kiwi I've ever seen.
What the fuck? People were like, where the fuck did those arms come from? And I was like, he's been working out.
His roommate is Changbin.
Yeah. Look at Ian.
Look at Ian. Yeah. Ian's freaking roommate is Bang Chan. Of course he's going to be fucking.
If you're with like those gym junkies, you're going to get fucking ripped. Because like.
Damn, I need them as a roommate.
Felix and like Sungmin, they're not fucking ripped. Because they're just burning down the kitchen. and then Lino and Han, I mean, they kind of like work out probably a little bit. Their arms
they're
seem
not
bigger,
at the same level.
But
level
they're not
as
the same level.
Bang Chan and Changbin.
Hyunjin. Shit. Hyunjin's huge now. But anyway, so they were doing like lower body workouts, I guess. And then Hyunjin even asked Changbin the next day, he's like, are your legs hurting? Because, like, I guess they were both limping when they were going to, like, rehearsal and stuff.
Yes, that's normal, especially
so
if you're
I
lifting.
I feel like they probably don't like leg day. They're more of arm day guys. Like, if you look at their muscles, it's, like, all arms. Also...
Yeah, they're beefy. They're beefcakes now.
I mean,
Changbin's been a beefcake for a while.
Yeah.
Compared to, like, his old skinny Malfoy days, I guess.
And then Changbin said that he thought that doing an Instagram live would be really awkward, but he said it's like FaceTiming a friend. It was very short. I think it was like maybe 18 minutes, and then he had to go do his fan call thing. Felix also did a live, as he does. He loves going live, but he did say that for his next holiday, he wants to go back to Laos as he... still remembers the kids there that when he...
Well, I'm sure, like...
when he did his charity work there. Which is really sweet because, like, that's his own free time, but he's going to go, you know, volunteer.
It must have been, like, a really sweet... I remember he talked about it. It was, like, a very memorable time.
Mm-hmm. Also, one last thing here. There are only a few days left if you want to join the Stay membership. Because with their membership specifically... it closes. And once it closes, you are not able to buy it again for the whole year.
It's not like Hype.
Mm-mm.
Twice in JY... I mean, yeah, Stray Kids, like these JYP groups,
they
close
out.
You gotta get it when it's open.
So, it closes January 19th. Do not wait until the 19th to do it because you'll be screwed over because of the time difference and stuff. Do it now. Do it right now.
Again, do it now. Because also, that's how you can enter to try to apply for... their fan meet in Korea because you can
which
still
is
go
next month, bitch.
So yeah, do it now. And if you're able to somehow be free to go Korea that time, just do it because
I don't even know why I'm buying the fan membership
because
to be honest.
You're a Stay.
I am,
Haley. You're a Stay.
But the thing is, like, I tend to buy theirs because it's a closed membership, and then once it's closed, I will regret it for a whole fucking year. I'll be like, why didn't I buy this damn thing? And if somehow, like, JYP will be like, oh, well, if you have the membership, you can do this. And I'd be fucking screwed because I can't buy it again. So that's why I buy their membership.
I just
like
buy...
a fucking slave.
I'm a fool because I just buy everything. The membership even... because sometimes, like, I'm just worried, like, what if there's a presale thing?
Right.
But it never happens for JYP, like, concert-wise.
No, JYP
never
happens. It's
not for
like,
the US, at least.
For Hype, yeah.
YG, that's why I bought for Baby Monster. Mm-hmm. And I mean...
Hype is pretty
it
good.
It helped a little bit. But it wasn't like Blackpink's early,
right?
Like, early Blink VIP,
right? That one also because like you
that
had to buy it,
ooh,
with not great. Even knowing that something would happen, basically.
Nope.
But yeah, so that's it.
That's it. All right, Haley, you could rest your voice. Thank you to everyone that's still here tuning in and checking us out. Don't forget to leave us a like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and don't forget to always tune in every Thursday to the Permission to Stand podcast. We are pretty much available on. Pretty much almost all podcast streaming platforms. Donations are open on the page wherever the link is. It just shows up wherever you're tuning in. And because the ratings help a lot. Just give us a moment of your time to give us a like and those ratings because 5-star Michelin, right? Mm-hmm. Felix would appreciate that. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
You can message us there about inquiries, about K-pop, about simping, anything. And we try to post regularly, like reels or repost IG stories, a lot of IG stories. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of interesting stuff that's out there. And people send it to us, too. So it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. So thank you for tuning in, as always. Till the next episode, please take care. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And as always, peace.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.